This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 31st July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather is warm and pleasant across Israel. Jerusalem enjoys a sunny day, while Tel Aviv and Haifa are seeing clear skies. A comfortable evening is expected, perfect for a night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, a Gaza terrorist involved in the kidnapping of Noah Argamani and Avinatan Or on October 7th, was killed in an IDF strike, according to the Times of Israel, from earlier today. Also, Washington reportedly assured Hamas that Prime Minister Netanyahu is committed to withdrawing from Gaza, according to a report by Walla from earlier this hour. Also this hour, a two-week ceasefire aims to allow for Hamas disarmament and the launch of a peace deal, sources told the Jerusalem Post earlier today. Separately, the Trump administration proposed a roadmap for Gaza, calling for Hamas to disarm and for Israel to withdraw, reported Ynet in earlier reporting. And finally, a Board of Peace official told I-24 News that Israel's commitments in Gaza are reversible and tied to the disarmament of Hamas. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English shared just minutes ago that Republican strategist Adolfo Franco is questioning the disarmament process for Hamas in Gaza. Iris, writing just a short time ago, noted that Hamas is negotiating to maintain its power rather than surrendering it. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, posted recently that Hamas released a new video of terrorists laying traps in Gaza, putting civilians at risk. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF strike. The Times of Israel reports that the terrorist targeted was involved in the kidnapping of Israeli civilians. This strike comes hours after a reported Hamas disarmament deal was announced. The strike underscores ongoing tensions even amid diplomatic efforts. Turning to the news from Washington. Walla reports that the Trump administration assured Hamas of Netanyahu's commitment to withdraw from Gaza. This follows discussions involving Arab sources and highlights the international dimension of the conflict resolution process. It could pave the way for further diplomatic negotiations. Meanwhile, a two-week ceasefire is in place to facilitate Hamas disarmament and launch a peace deal, according to the Jerusalem Post. The ceasefire is seen as a critical window to finalize disarmament details. Success here could lead to a significant shift in the region's stability. In a related development, Ynet details Trump's proposed roadmap for Gaza. It calls for the disarmament of Hamas and a phased Israeli withdrawal. This plan aims to transfer authority and stabilize the region. It's a complex process, but could redefine the power dynamics in Gaza. Finally, I-24 News reports that Israel's commitments are tied to Hamas disarmament and are reversible. This ensures flexibility depending on Hamas adherence to the agreement. It reflects the cautious approach Israel is taking regarding security concerns. Turning to business and markets. First, Lemonade, the Israeli insurtech tech company, reported 79% revenue growth but saw shares tumble due to profit concerns, CTEC reported previously. Despite growth, rising customer acquisition costs are a worry for investors. Separately, the U.S. threatened Israel with tariffs, prompting quick approval of forced labor regulations, as reported by Israel Hayom Business earlier. This move aims to align trade practices with international standards and avoid economic penalties. And finally, Apple's cautious AI strategy has been successful, as it briefly overtook Nvidia to top $5 trillion in value, Ynet Business reported. This highlights the company's strong position in the market, emphasizing its diversified revenue streams. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.